Right. My name's Stuart. I'm from Middlesbrough as well, and I was born and brought up in Middlesbrough in an ordinary family, if there is such a thing. Mum and dad, elder brother, two elder sisters, and we never went to church. There was no Bibles in our house that I knew of. We never prayed before meals, or there was no mention of God or anything like that in our home. And when I was 11, my parents split up, and when I was 15, I moved to Manchester with my dad and one of my sisters. And when I was 16, I joined the army because I was fairly fit but not very clever. And apparently, that's quite good for the army. So I joined the army, and I'll tell you the real reason I joined the army. My mum lived in Middlesbrough, my dad lived in Manchester, and the place I was going to go if I joined the army was Harrogate, which is halfway between the two. And I thought, well, I can't be with my dad all the time, I can't be with my mum, so I'll join the army and go to Harrogate, which is a stupid reason to join the army, because once you sign on the line, you're not going to see anybody. So anyway, I joined the army. I was in the army for 6 years, and when I was 21, I started working with the SAS, the Special Air Service, and my brother Charles became a Christian around about the same time, which kind of seemed right, because he was the soft one and I was the tough one. So he was a Christian, and I was working with the SAS, so that seemed to make sense. And we were having a conversation one day, and I was telling him about all the stuff I was doing, and he was telling me about all the stuff he was doing, which is this stuff, and I wasn't interested. And then he said to me, would you like to go to heaven? Which is a trick question Christians ask when they run out of questions. And it's a trick question, because the obvious answer is yeah, because it sounds good, doesn't it? So I said, yeah, I'd like to go to heaven. And he said, well, the only way to do that is to ask Jesus to come into your life. So I said, okay, I'll do that then, just before I die. And he said, okay, but that depends on whether you remember just before you die to ask Jesus to come into your life and whether you really mean it. Anyway, I left the army when I was 22 to get married. My wife and I celebrated our 28th wedding anniversary yesterday. Awesome. No, and you haven't met her louder than that. No, I'm only kidding. And no, she's lovely. And I got a job as a lorry driver because I couldn't get a job as a sniper, even in Middlesbrough. So I was lorry driving and loving that. And all married women know that... I didn't see that. All married women know that all blokes are just basically kids. So I was in the army playing with guns, and I was playing with trucks and loved it. But when I was 26, I was on my way to Glasgow, and the brakes failed on the lorry I was driving. And I ran into the back of a traffic jam. And as the accident was happening, in those few seconds, I thought I was going to die. And I thought of a few things. I thought of my wife. My wife was pregnant with our second son. I thought of my little boy and a couple of things like that. But I didn't think of anything else. And then in the accident, I was seriously injured and didn't die, obviously, but I was seriously injured and actually had my right leg amputated. I've got a false leg. And if you want to see it afterwards, you can, but it's £5. And I know there's some students in. It's a pound. Anyway, sorry. That was a sad story, wasn't it? You all laughed. Anyway, so what followed was years of rollercoaster of emotions, of real depression and anger and not coping and thinking I ought to cope and trying to and not really well at all. And did lots of interesting things during that time. I started getting back into sport, and one of the things I did was I ran in the Barcelona Paralympics in 1992 and won a bronze medal in the 400 metres. And could have cheered them, but it doesn't matter. On the surface, everything looked great. You know, I'd competed for the country and won a medal and had a wonderful wife and wonderful kids and I had a job. And everything was going great from the outside. But on the inside, I was a mess, hated myself, wasn't happy. And during that time, later on, my brother, Charles, the softy Christian one, he was diagnosed with cancer and given 3 months to live. And I went to visit him in Oxford, where he lived. And obviously, working with the SAS, I'd been in situations, very dangerous things, and where people are going to die, and I know what fear is like. And my brother didn't have it. He was totally unafraid, facing his death, but absolutely unafraid, knowing where he was going and all at peace. And I was a mess. And I was talking to him one day, and I was apologising to him for mocking him for his faith. I hadn't been a very good brother and made fun of him a lot. And that night, I went back to the place where I was staying, and I was laid in the bed, and I remembered what he'd said to me 16 years before, because we didn't speak much over the years. He'd said to me, if you want to become a Christian, ask Jesus to come into your life. And laid in that room on my own in the dark, I thought about it a little bit and thought about my life and his life and his life ending. And I've been to his church a few times, a bit like this, and to his daughter's weddings, and seen my brother at the front sort of waving his hand around. And I thought, who's he waving at? No one's waving back. You know, he's making a fool of himself. But in that room on my own in the dark, it didn't seem like such a daft idea. So I laid in bed and put my hand up and said quietly but out loud what my brother told me to say all those years before. I said, Jesus, come into my life. I'd never read the Bible. I never heard the gospel preached. But I changed. On the 13th of January 1996, I totally changed. That in those moments, I totally changed. I knew, by the time I woke up in the morning, I knew Jesus. I didn't know much about him, but I knew him. I knew I'd been forgiven. I knew my life was going to be totally different. I knew my marriage was going to be different. I knew I was going to be a different father, which was a big thing for me, to my sons. And I totally changed. That was 14 years ago, and I'm still changed. And from my wife's perspective, you know, I went away one day, sort of crossed between Arnold Schwarzenegger and Rambo, and came back a few days later, crossed between John the Baptist and Cliff Richard. So, a year later, my wife thought I was gone a bit loopy, but a year later, I was still Cliff Richard. So, my wife and my sons all became Christians as well, and both my sisters and my mum and my dad. And if you don't know Jesus, I highly recommend him to you.